Hello, Africa. This is Inquiry, a weekly program that takes a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Akwe Thompson in Washington. Today, bosses in Africa, male or female? What's your choice?
Whether it's male or female, it becomes to the fact of how secure the boss is himself also,
yes.
He or she is.
I think as a woman, sometimes I get easier, you know, considerations from the male supervisors.
I've heard women bosses, when they work with women, it becomes difficult sometimes too.
I've had the privilege of working under a woman and under a man. I find it very interesting trying to compare the two.
This whole mood swings with women, I think, is played out. I think it's one of the anti-sexist kind of things going.
The Western world is more developed in the sense of women's equality, but in Africa, women are considered, just like in the third world, still, because the women in the workplace is still yet a long way to come and the struggle is going on.
If you get your work done, then there's no reason to be really worried about your bosses.
Every boss wants his or her employees to do their jobs well, and every employee wishes for the best boss ever. But the question is, who makes better bosses or supervisors? Female bosses or male bosses? Some say women do because they do not have big egos that men bosses have. Then there are those who argue that some women bosses act just like their male counterparts in leadership positions, that they end up being disliked for causing stressful conditions at work. Yet, others say female bosses are more compassionate than men, and therefore better bosses. So what's your preference, male or female boss? Stay tuned as we explore this exciting topic. Let's welcome to the show the beautiful Rita Carrera. Hello, Rita.
Hey, Akwe, how are you doing?
Good, wonderful. And Mr. Abdu Shakur. Abdu?
Yes, Akwe.
Hi, Abu.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you.
And Mr. Paul Indio. We're discussing bosses, male or female, on Inquiry. Chinime Wilson is a Nigerian graduate student here in Maryland. She has also been in the workforce and has encountered a few bosses over the years. So I asked her if, as a female, she related differently to female bosses than she would to male bosses.
I've never thought of that question till today.
Really? Okay.
No. I had a good experience with my female boss. She wasn't catfighting at any time. She wasn't competing with the women or anything. Mm-hmm. She's very down-to-earth person, simple. So I never had problems with my female boss. And on the other hand, too, my male bosses, I didn't have problems with them, so I've honestly never had to make that distinction or have to think of that question.
Okay, so you place them on equal footing?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I have.
And you found that the female bosses made decisions as just as easily as the male bosses did?
Just as easily, maybe with a little more compassion or consideration of people's.
Maybe. So why would that be? Why do you think so?
Just, I guess, the innate differences between men and women. I remember one boss commenting on a letter she wrote, and she said, look, she said she stopped to read her letter that she was composing on email, and she says, listen, she knows that if this was a man, this letter would sound so much different. So she went back and rewrote the letter because she said she found that, you know, women communicate differently and sometimes not as strongly as they should, so sometimes maybe walked over. So she went back and rewrote the email and made it more forthright, stronger and more assertive, you know, and took some of the pleasantries out, you know. Not that it was rude or anything, but I don't know.
Yeah, so was she trying to fire somebody then?
No, she wasn't trying to fire anybody. She was just communicating with someone else.
Okay.
But then she just stopped for a moment and looked at what she'd written and said, wow, you know, it's so funny because if this was a man, the letter would not sound like this. And she decided to rewrite it. So.
You know, I've been in situations where female bosses facing the challenge of firing somebody and the individual being a woman, and they kept saying, well, you know, she has children and, you know, what's she going to do now if we fire her? Do you think a man would think that way?
Yes, Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, women may be more sympathetic because they're the care. Usually the caregivers, and usually have the responsibility of caring for children and taking care of the upkeep of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say men don't think like that at all. I mean, are they a little more removed from the realities of the day-to-day survival needs of the family? Yes, I feel a lot of men are removed from that. They don't really appreciate or understand the amount of work or the necessary planning that goes in the daily, actual daily survival of a family. You know, one thing is to bring out the money, but another thing is to cook the food and put the clothes on the baby and, you know, take them to school and,
right,
you know, little
right.
things
mm-hmm.
that actually keep a family going.
Mm-hmm.
So
you think that in making decisions that a woman takes all these things into consideration more so than a man would?
Probably more, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chinime Wilson. Tonight on Inquiry, we're talking about bosses, female or male.
Come on, Brother Greg.
Woo! What were you going to say, Shako?
The last question, you're saying, thinking about if the woman has children, she will think differently than a man or something. I think so. It has nothing to do with the children, I think. Because there is some compassion, it's true. The men also have children and all that. But I think the main issue when you come to
that... The question is when you're about to fire somebody...
About to fire.
About
I know. That was the question.
Uh-huh.
It depends on what the circumstances is.
That's true.
I mean, let me jump in here. I'll speak maybe on both sides. I've had the privilege of working under a woman and under a man. I find it very interesting that trying to compare the two, I guess it all depends on how much an employee does her work. If you get your work done, then there's no reason to be really worried about your bosses, be it female or male.
Contrary to that, sometimes, as a female person working under both male and female in, you know, the past times, I think as a woman, sometimes I get easier, you know, considerations from the male supervisors. Now, I don't know if that's because I'm a young woman and, you know, sometimes men will take particular interest in you, so they might treat you a little better. But even...
Shaku agrees to that.
Yeah, right?
Probably. I don't know.
That tends to happen to women.
It tends to happen.
But there's, like Chinime said, I think women are very compassionate and very considerate. They're always, you know, trying to look out for the better interest of the person. They try to see more than, you know, the employee and try to look at the person for who they are.
I mean, I would maybe defy a little bit because I've had the privilege of working under a female boss. I tend to find them more like micromanagers. They are in your business like all the time, trying to tell you what to do. So
that can be true. And coming to your point is that I've heard women bosses, when they work with women, it becomes difficult sometimes too.
Yeah.
And I think all comes to whether it's male or female. It becomes to the fact of how secure the boss is himself also,
yes.
He or she is.
Point,
if you are a threat to them, then you're going to have problem. So if they feel that, even if it's a woman and working with men, let's say, and it's a question of competence and everything, and she feels that there is some sort of threat, she's not going to be easy working with it. Even the man feels that there's a threat. So I think so. There's a lot of things around whatever it is when you talk of bosses.
And I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk more about that. Which gender makes a better boss? Some say gender does not make a difference at all. Well, do you have a preference? For those of you just joining us, this is Inquiry, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 1730 UTC, for lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve these nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election, violence, all this, whatever.
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
And welcome back to Inquiry, the program that takes a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Akwi Thompson, here in our Washington studio with Rita Carrera, Abdushakur Abud, and Paul Indi. Right now on Inquiry, we are discussing bosses, male or female.
Mr. Pizza, tell me, who do you think you are?
My good friend, Wasiu Salami Adebayo, lives and works in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. He has a male boss. So, how do they get along?
We try to get along.
with the emphasis on try.
No perfect relationship, yeah, as far as works are concerned.
Okay. Now, what if your boss were a female? Would that make any difference?
It could.
In what way?
It could.
In what way?
Well, ladies are more emotional about things. So even when you make errors, you know what you do?
Mm-hmm.
You press that emotional button in their head. Okay, I understand. And you get along. But if it's a man, there are no emotional buttons to press. If you press it, it will be a fiery response.
It might worsen the situation, right?
I tell you.
No, so.
Then you just tell you, look, your excuse is not possible. Now, what do you eat? Now, you see. Now you get yourself another ultimatum.
Okay.
Only trying to get an excuse.
On the other hand.
So the lady, ladies are more compassionate, a little more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, slightly more understanding.
Okay.
But if a lady is going to have the traits of the man, it's an overkill.
So, overall, would you say that. In making decisions, women are better predisposed than men?
I don't want to put it that way. Mm. I don't want to put it that way.
How would you put it?
It's easier to get along with a feminine boss. I'm not talking about results. I think without being unduly gender discriminatory, I think men have got a greater drive. Greater determination, greater strength, greater purpose. Maybe I'm sounding like a typical African, but likely what I
you probably are.
Ladies have got thresholds. Ladies have got thresholds.
Yes.
If she gets to the brink, it's either she breaks down and cries, or she abandons it all.
If you made this statement here in America, you'd be called a sexist.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to sound like a bloody sexist, but some touch of reality here.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the environment where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, we're talking about the African environment, yes.
Uh-huh. I'm not generalizing, but likely, on the average, that is what you experience.
Mm-hmm. And thank you very much, my friend Wasiu Salami Adebayo in Abidjan. This is Inquiry, and we're discussing bosses, male or female. Wasn't he sounding a little sexist?
Yes, indeed he was. Adebayo is the typical African man, thinking women don't perform as good or as high as the men perform.
Yeah, but that's a thing of culture. I agree, he's sounding totally African. But when you look at it between Africa and developing countries, the Africans are still behind on the part of equality and giving women the right. And so they're working hard. Look at how many African countries have women in parliament or women in whatever. But at the same time, look at America. How many women are in parliament and they're still struggling. But the thing is that this issue of gender is more accentuated in Africa and the third world because of the culture, I think. Mm-hmm. So it lends up also
to more
work.
Accentuated there than in the Western world?
Well, the Western world is more developed in the sense of women's equality, but in Africa, women are considered, just like in the third world, we still, because the women in the workplace is still yet a long way to come and the struggle is going on. Rwanda is doing a good example.
But I wanted to jump in. Well, even in the Western world, in America here, women are still paid less than the men.
Oh, yeah,
so there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. And you gave an example of Rwanda. Yeah, apparently they are doing very, very well. They have the largest number of women parliamentarians. But that can also be debated because some people say that the women in parliament are appointed, so they have not like worked their way up there. They're just up hand.
Yeah, but that's bringing a cultural change.
Change, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's bringing a change, and that's the type of change you need. Take an example very quickly about when you're talking with leave out bosses, but in Mexico, the mayor once, because of corruption and the police in the streets, so he removed all the male officers and put women officers. The work was done very well because it was not easy to corrupt the woman than a man.
So that's the point.
You know,
That's very interesting, though, because women tend to focus more on results as opposed to even some men care
men
about the results. But women, I think, add something extraordinary when it comes to looking at certain things.
What I think is, the whole male boss, female boss, I think really does not matter. But what I think it is that if it's a female working under a female, you're normally going to be more challenged. And it's not because the, female supervisor looks down on you or resents you. I think as another woman, she's trying to better you. And so she will challenge you and want you to, perform higher, which is similar for the male. If it's a male working under a man, he has to raise to the standard. Whereas if it's a female, he might compromise because he tends to, soften to the other, sex or...
Mm-hmm. So let me put this to one of the gentlemen here. So if you were facing a situation, you're in a situation of having a male or female boss, do you think you would get away with certain things a lot easier? Like what she was saying,
absolutely,
that you would appeal
not
to her emotions?
Absolutely
and her
not
softer gender? No?
Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, even if you're under a male boss, he's going to want you to do your job. If you're not doing your job, there's no way you're going to get favors.
Yeah,
the
but
same
you
applies
have to realize that, Paul, if it's a man and you're a woman and say you're explaining a condition about, say for example, the lady's pregnant and she has a male supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
The male supervisor has not been in that condition before. So he tends to be softer with her if she
right
says, I can't come in today. He won't understand. So he'll be like, I really don't know what it's like to be in this position. Let her, slide today. But if it's a female in her situation, it'll be like, she's just taking an excuse. I've been here before and I understand what this is like.
Yeah, that could be the case. But once again, if it's a female boss and I have to get something through, I don't think so it's going to be easy. Sometimes I feel that the woman is could be much more stricter than the man in doing your exercise or your job, depending on your relations also,
mm-hmm,
how your work relations, with the boss, and how you perform. And so I think it's all coming down to the same thing we were talking just now, the culture and the mentality.
Did you ever have a female teacher at school?
Oh, yeah. I did have.
I think it is the fact that, because women are expected to underperform, so sometimes they're trying to show how strong and powerful they can be, so
they're
very strict.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's not forget that they're also humans. At times, you have emotions running around, and mm-hmm, so when you bring those ones to your job, then they sort of like affect how you make judgments.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got one more chance to talk all about this. Moving right along, many women who manage to get to the top of the corporate ladder have overcome the same obstacles as men, but where successful men are seen as determined or ambitious, terms like ruthless are used to describe women achievers. Why is that so? A reminder that you're tuned to Inquiry, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
And welcome back to Inquiry, where we're discussing buses, female or male.
I got the power to the people, we the people got the power, let's ride. I got the power to the people, we the people got the power, let's ride. I got the power to the people, we the people got the power, let's ride. I got the power to the people, we the people got the power, let's ride.
For our last segment, I caught up with Busisiwe Mtabane, a radio personality in Cape Town, South Africa, and I simply asked her which gender she would prefer if she had to choose for a boss.
That is a difficult one.
Why?
Because I'm a feminist.
Oh, good. That's why I called you. Okay.
Well, I think for me, it depends. Because women can be very mean and cruel sometimes. Sometimes men tend to understand than women. So they would like, oh, no, let me be nice and all. So it really depends, but I don't know, I can't say.
Okay, now I'm not going to ask you about your current boss, because you don't want to get into any trouble, but you think about a boss in the past and whether they were male or female, and think if the roles were reversed, that certain decisions were made would have been different, maybe?
My past boss, it wasn't long, it was like for 6 months, he was gay. So he was a nice guy.
Oh, okay.
But within the team, my colleagues like were in an open office kind of environment where you would have a team leader. She was a female, and she was tough.
Tough.
So in a way, I was like, oh, I'm so blessed to have this man as my boss. I would have never lasted a day with that woman on my back because she was that tough. Women, they try to be, they can be hardcore. I don't know whether it's because they're trying to prove themselves or what. But again, it depends on the situation. But my last boss was a man, a gay man. So he was much nicer, more understanding. If I made a mistake, he would talk to me, listen, Lucy, why don't you do this instead of doing that? Not like shout on top of his voice and all of that. He was very nice. Even now, I have my current boss is a man. He's okay. He's like, in terms of, he doesn't shout at me or anything like that.
Wow.
He's a nice guy.
Okay.
I'm so lucky that way.
It sounds to me that you're leaning toward male bosses as against our female bosses.
I don't know. Like, from the few females that I've seen who are in power,
yes,
they tend to let it go to their head.
As you said, maybe it's because they feel that they have to prove themselves in a male-dominated environment. Maybe that's what it is. Or what do you think?
It could be, but you don't have to be like that. And especially like with women, we go through different phases. We have different mood swings. And we know when they say, no, it's that time of the month. And then you don't know if how is she today, how is she feeling. So it's all of those. You must always work on eggshells.
Right.
I don't know. For me, I think I'm fine having a male boss. But as a feminist, it would be nice to have more female bosses, though.
Let the women rule the world,
well,
right?
Not a feminist, gender activist.
Thank you, Busisiwe Mtabane from Cape Town, South Africa. On Inquiry tonight, bosses, male or female.
Politics is usual.
I feel very safe that those comments came from a woman and not from a man, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't agree with her.
she seemed to suggest that gay bosses have a softer side. I don't know about that.
Well, people say that though about.
Most gay people tend to be nice.
They tend to be nice to
The females, not to.
No, I think so. Even
when they're nice to the males, it comes off as, you know, they're trying to get too friendly, and then, you know, the male kind of have that homophobia, so they tend to resent them or move away from them.
The same argument can be used against male and female bosses. If you have a female boss, if you're friendly to her, people might look at it differently. They might think that you're trying
not necessarily.
But I think one thing is that with my experience with female bosses, there are some who will look at a person and see that your competence and your work, if you're a male, they would like to enhance you much easier if they don't feel threatened.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But for a male boss, if he knows you are a threat or competent than there, or you can be, so they become difficult.
They become combative with
you. So it all depends, once again, I repeat the same thing, is that it all depends on the culture, on the circumstances, and especially the competence of the people, and how the boss got that position, because that plays a role too.
What do you mean, how?
Well, because sometimes you're working in a workspace, and then somebody gets, the boss becomes a boss, and...
You mean you are equal... At some point, you were all equal, and then
all equal, or somebody comes from somewhere outside, brought in to become a boss, and people, and that atmosphere. It depends. It depends on those circumstances. You feel like, oh well, did she or he deserve that position? You see what I mean?
I think you bring up a very good point. I think it's important to note that when, let's say, somebody is selected to become your boss, you wear a different hat. So whatever you used to do as peers completely changes. So you have to look at your peers as now your employees. You can't have conversation with them. You can't go out for a beer with them and say,
well, you can.
Depending on where you work and what you do. Rules that are laid down. But going back quickly to Busisi's comment about, you know, women having mood swings. You disagree with that.
Why? I totally disagree with that. Because this whole mood swings with women, I think, is played out. I think it's one of the, you know, anti-sexist kind of things going. Because I don't really think, as a woman, I'm speaking for myself, I don't have mood swings that, you know, determine what my character is today and tomorrow. I am perfectly happy, and I am perfectly... I had it well. You know,
some women don't have that high mood swing, so they don't
determines my character.
Well, how do you deal with it when, you know, they have it?
Because if you know, because after a certain time you'll understand it, so you'll be able to care.
Adjust.
If you adjust it to the same thing. Because even when you talk of swing mood, men also can have it.
That is true.
Because men have it, and then also depending on the man, depending on what he has at home, he can bring it to work too. So that balance is the same thing. It comes to the same. It's human more than anything else.
Thank you. And that's all the time we have for our today's topic, bosses, male or female. What's your preference? I'd like to thank Rita Carrera from Rwanda, an intern here at the VOA, Mr. Abdu Shakur Aboud, long-time employee here at the VOA, and Mr. Paul Indiho from the TV department. Thank you, guys, for coming. You heard the views of our guests on bosses, male or female. What are yours? Send in your comments. Our email address is inquiry@voanews.com. That's inquiry@voanews.com. You can also call us here in the U.S. at 202-203-4892. That's 202-203-4892. And please leave us a message. And don't forget to leave your name and country. We also invite you to send in topics, any topic you have, and we'll take a lighthearted look at it. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to join us next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another edition of Inquiry. Our topic will be African families, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. Until then, I'm your host, Akwae Thompson, bidding you so long from Washington.
Do you love African music?
Music time in Africa.
Wake, 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 umaru, wake.
This is Heather Maxwell, and if you do, Music Time in Africa is the perfect show for you. Tune in to listen on the radio Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC. You can also listen to the show day or night on the internet. go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on Music Time in Africa. You'll find past and present radio shows and a link to my blog, African Music Treasures. This is Africa through its own music. Oldies, classics, traditional music, Afropop, and fusion. You get it all right here in one beautiful bundle on VOA's Music Time in Africa.